Brachas, Nida continued, Yoritea, Yud Cheshvan, Hei Tov Shin Mem, Gimel, October 27, 1982, on Wednesday continued.
The first Bria and the second have similarness. But it means the Pamlisheno after the Pamlisheno. The Pamlisheno. So that's a very hard. And then the washing of Kivas, such a thousand development upon me indicates, when the Shechesheshes and she's a soul in Bairo, only if she will be Kivas. The term kibas has the connotation in a fixed pattern. So if she has 3 years, 90 days removed from each other, it's kibas. If she has 3 years, 30 days removed from each other, then it's kibas. But if you have 2 years, 90 days removed from each other, and 1 year, 30 days removed from each other, from the previous. So then it's not kibas. So what does the Tas say? The pshat in kibas doesn't mean achetalzer utimeno gimu poni. So it means that she's achetalzer utimeno gimu poni, then she's a solo bairo pitiras vesetogua. But if it's not kibas, she's not a solo bairo pitiras vesetogua. But between us, she is a soul bairo, because as long as she had 3 years, it doesn't make any difference whether it's in a fixed pattern or not in a fixed pattern. So the Cheska Sela Domi is Foka. She's already Huzuko, Liz by Domi. But she doesn't have a fixed pattern, so it's like any other adolescent woman who doesn't have a fixed pattern. So she has the status of a woman who has the best shape of Gomua. And the contrary, so it's more humble. So it's even more humble. So this is how the Taz is. So the Shach says, no, that's an Eicha. Now the Taz says that the Rashba himself doesn't even use the Rosh Nachetaz of the Gibbon. The Rashba uses the Rosh Nachetaz of the Tila Gibbon. But the Turul and the Chaber, they use that Rosh. So the Melech, he says, no. That it means that she tells everything that you upon me means, but until she is kibas, you upon me, she is not in Cheshesh. Not as the Taz explains it, as she tells everything better, then she will be a soul like a woman who has a Veset Kabua. But to be a soul as a woman, a Veset Kabua, so even without the creation of a fixed pattern. So, this is, but as far as the Pshat and the Rashi is concerned, So the Yosef Pshat in the Rashba means that Pam Rishenu doesn't mean that Pam Rishenu in Rabbi Bas Haise does not mean the first year after the second episode of the Moines. But the Yosef says it means the Pam Rishenu after the first year, after the second days. And the Taz says no, Pam Rishenu means Mamish Pam Rishenu. So as far as the Rashba is concerned, the Nicholas Akesef agrees with the Taz. Now, if he agrees with the Taz, so why is it really like that? So the Nicholas Akesef says, what the Taz says is Pshat the Rashba in regard to the question whether, when she does see, whether she's becoming his slaves or dying Shaito, so the Taz Pshat is right. But the Taz equates if it is mitamim slaves, in view of the fact that according to the Rashba, if an Itinakis had 90 days without dam, then she had 3 years dam, then another 90 days without dam, and again 3 years dam, then 30 days later she had 3 years dam. So the Shachet brings in the Taz, then they come to the Rashbo. So that we have 30 days as of the second 90 days. So he's becoming Israelis. But the Taz, he says, in view of the fact that he's becoming Israelis, so now we're going to treat her like a regular woman, like an adolescent woman. So the Mele, just like an adolescent woman, if she has. And if he has that, so then she has to be Cheshes the next month for that visit. So you have two Cheshes, she does all the Bible. So the Shabbat is telling him, he says, true that the Kashpo says, in the case of the ladies, who had two absentee of the ladies, and then 30 days later, she had the years done. So it's becoming these ladies, but as soon as the Bible, she'll only be in view of the fact that she is in Eliches. And it's not the derech of the Eliches to sit down, even though she had 3 years, but the 3 years were very irregular, so in the melee, she is still to be considered becheskas in the dam. But why does the Rashba say, why does Rav Titel say that Pamshio Mutana Israelis, since she did see the Pamshio, so the melee we are in change, maybe she had the Rias done before, and the case of this Achitzin won't matter. You see, the Taz equates the fact that according to Rashba, so Pamshio is the Tanakh of Israelis, so that means that Pamshio, she had the same status as the last book. But the Shach says no. Pamshio, the Tanakh of Israelis, in regard to Tares, so the Chachom or Mahi, that a woman, when she has her ears down, so we have to be Chichish in the Rabbon, maybe she already had her ears down into the Sachitzin. 24 hours prior, so, but by the late case, that Chukka the Rabbonu with Abitaitas doesn't apply, but in this case, where she had the years, as the Taz explains it, so that Chukka the Rabbonu of Tanakh Israelis applies. But in regard to Bible, since she is in the late case, so the Cheska Sinum Dam is not Pokka. The Cheska Siluk Dam is not Boka unless she'll have, the Tineikis will have 3 years down in accordance with the fixture. So, then you ask, suppose she'll never have 3 years down in accordance with the fixture? So the answer is, oh, that only applies to the Tineikis, she is in Tana, but suppose she's in Nailo, so then of course there is no Machlaikis. So then, she already becomes. So that's the halacha that is mentioned in the same fair of the prices. Uf shemidias manu dinis pamushim adayim shaito, shmiyo mitam of Israelis. So, uf shemidias manu dinis, so, she has 1 year. So then, the next month, let's say she had 1 year. She's already in Bailey. She won 1 year on the 5th of Nisi. So the 5th of Hira, she has a survivor. But as long as she is a Tama, so she cannot be chisheshes, and the cheskasir of dam is not unless she has 3 years in accordance with the fixed pattern. That's the machleket between the shach and the taz. But insofar as the pshat and the rashbo is concerned, after all, the gemara here that people didn't discuss whether she's chisheshes or not chisheshes. Rabbi doesn't discuss whether she's chisheshes or not chisheshes. Rabbi discusses whether she's becoming Israelis or Zayushai, without time. So, in regard to the Pshat of the Rashba, in connection with Rabbi's deen that explicitly deals with the question whether it's Zayushai or without Israelis, so the Shah agrees with the Taz. But the Taz extends that, and he says, since in regard to becoming Israelis, so if the Rashba does say that if she has 3 years, even though the 3 years did not take place in accordance with the fixed pattern, 2 years took place after outflowing of 90 days, and 1 year took place after outflowing of 30 days. So it's only becoming Israelis. So the Shach agrees with the Taz on that. that Subodhatas induces from there, sins in regard to the Tamil race. So here he is in any time, in an irregular way. So I'm becoming his race, so in regard to Cheska Sirudami, 3 years, even in an irregular way, without them pattern. So also is Bhaktiya the Cheska Sirudami. Since she is still in 8 years, so two she has 3 years, she can have even 100 years. But if the years do not take place in accordance with a certain regular pattern, so anyway, the Chesedam is not broken, and she doesn't have the finishes. But if she did see that, and she already had the finishes, then we have to differentiate Pamshino, that maybe she did, since she did have the Chesedam, maybe it took place 10 hours before, 12 hours before, 20 hours before, 23 hours before, 23 and a half hours before, because she did have the Chesedam. But next month, she would have a survival on the same day, on the day of the Messiah, because she was naked. I mean, what the Shah says is very astounding. Of course, the Shah is not true on the task of Shah in the Hashbor, because the Messiah of Shah in the Hashbor, he represents the Dich. Now, I would like to go over the Bishop side, because like this, it is so strange. I mean, it is still strange. The Vesios is Pshat in the Hashbon. Because to say that Pam Shema doesn't mean Pam Shema means Pam Shio is a Deha. But it's not such a big Deha. Because after all, as the Vesios explains it, how can we say Pam Shema means Pam Shio? Pam Shema is Pam Shema. I mean, one is not two. I mean, so he says two ways. First of all, can mean Pamlisheno, can mean Shio, because Pamlisheno means after she started to see. Because she is an atheist. She doesn't see that. Then started to see. So the Pamlisheno means after she starts. So in that sense, Pamlisheno can mean Dio Shio. But why does it say Pamlisheno and Pamlisheno? It means Pamishino Rahaha Shinsimis. So the middle is the second day. That's one way. And then another way, in view of the fact that Rabdilu the Brahse and Rabdilu deal with Zapatloge, not with Vesta Hidesh. So in other words, so the middle Pamishino means Pamishino of the Ria Zapatloge. In order to have the first Ria Zapatloge, it must be a second day. Because the first Ria, according by definition, implying vowels and base. So we say, oh, Pam Visheno Ria Zapatloge. So it really means the second Ria. But let's see the washing of the Vesiosif inside. Now, the Taz asks, against the Vesiosef, Monefshef, Ha'iv. Now the Vesiosef explicitly mentioned that Pam Lesheno in Rabdilu Vaz means the second, not the first. Because otherwise, how can the Rashba say that this memory of Rabdilu accords with Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that 2 times is not a chazoke, only 3 times a chazoke? Now, if Pam Lesheno in the second Rabdilu Vaz Chais means the first year for the second half of Rabdilu Vaz, so that means Omar Pam Lesheno Dalo Shaito Shino Mitam Israelis. So there are only 2 years altogether. 2 years. So that's right. So in middle way, so it's a right information that in Rabdilu Vaz Chais, Pam Lesheno means the first three after the first three after the second episode of the week. So it's really the second three, not right. And the second 90th there was a year's down, and then 30 years later there was again a year's down. So the Taz asks, so that means that in the case where she saw down, where she heard of a chazi after the second episode of the week, so it's the same being as in the case where she saw the babies, camels, after the first episode of the Moines. So how is it that in respect to Hodok Hazi Moines, after the first episode of the Moines, he says, Pamushim, Shimudai Shanto, Shlishi Tamisleis, and in the case of Hefsek, where she saw down, after the second Hefsek of the Moines, so then, using the Russian Pamushim, so the Taz assumed that, according to Bess Yosef, only in the second in Rabino Bas Isaac, only that the Taz assumed that according to Bess Yosef, only in Rabino Bas Isaac, the second member of Rabino. So Pamushino means the second year, and Pamushino means the third year. But in Rabino Tamaise, so Pamushino means the first year, and Pamushino means the second year. So then, in final analysis, so the deed is the same, the status of the woman is the same in the case where it's Kochazi ben Estanes after the first episode of the Noemis, and Kochazi ben Estanes after the second episode of the Noemis. So why does he use other Oshishes? I mean, that is a tremendous day. What if we can understand that Pamushenio means Pamushenio after she started to see, or Pamushenio means Pamushenio Bria Zapor. But if that is the meaning of Pamushenio in Rabbido Basalise, it should be the meaning of Pamushenio in Rabbido Kamalise also. In Rabbido Kamalise also. So, this is what it does. But the fact is that the Vesiosef doesn't say that Pamushenio means the second year only in Rabbido Basalise. On the contrary, it's mashma from the motion of the Vesiosef. From Moshe Yosef, that Pamushenio not only in Rabbino Bas Chaise means the second year, but in Pamushenio in Rabbino Kamaise also means the second year. Also means the second year. But why did the Taz assume that according to Moshe Yosef, only in Rabbino Bas Chaise the meaning of Pamushenio is the second year? But not Rabbino Kamaise, because the Bess Yosef mentions the Raya from Rabbino Bas Chaise. So in other words, because as far as Rabbino Kamaise is concerned, so one could be an action, that's what Bess Yosef says, and say that Pamushenio means the first year, and then there is no difficulty. How can it accord with Rabshim Gamliel? Because even if Rabbino Kamaise, Pamushenio means the first day, and so Pamushenio means the second day, and Pamushenio is the third day, we can still explain Rabbino Kamaise, Alibe de Rabshim Gamliel, because the Akhiri is. So Rabbino Kamaise says, Pamushenio, Ushmiyo da Yishayo, Shlishi Sitanes Leis. So it can be explained according to Rabshim Gamliel, because the Akhiri is. But the Kashim is, there are 3 years, but there are no 3 years at Rogan. So according to Rabshim Gamliel, there should be 4 years in order to have 3 years at Rogan. All right, that's a Kashim. But one could be stubborn and say, no, Rabshim Gamliel said, why are you Rabshim Gamliel said? According to Rabshim Gamliel, after all, there are 3 years. Mashiach in Rabshim Gamliel said, there are no 3 years. There are only 2 years if you assume that Pamushenio means literally Pamushenio. So it's only 2 years. So according to Rabshim Gamliel, 2 times do not come to the Chazokah. So that's the raya that Pamushenio means the second year. Since it means the second year in Rabbino Bas Chaise, of course it means the same thing in Rabbino Kamaise. That's it. But let's see what Bess Yosef says. I mean, the Bess Yosef is very strange, but let's see the text of Bess Yosef inside. Umashi Kosta, Eloshine Shepherds, they know it, they know. Shafraki, that's Taf Nun Zayim Mandala, the second paragraph, in the middle of the dawn. Umashi Kosta, Eloshine Shepherds, they know it, they know. Shafa Pishin Uziko Wasu, you heard in Uziko, Veyo, Nikobo Vesel, Nikomu neveset, tým posvodím mu iné zlínic. Čím cali tým budu vás. I nefeše si budu vesko jako tvárou. Vychod ku tady musom, mi budem vyprali se. Ovum dým lejnic. Vyvo vás udaje šajto. Dým i dým daje šajto do chůl. Nil mi dým kšoš sa ves. U maže kosa. Šitým lejnic zlínic. Čím cali tým, šom mi dvoje tam lejne. Omrež mi šom mi dým si je nebyli slavy dým. U maže kosa vychod ku tady musom požetu. Daniel und Hans von Sotis Gomini, um ich es nehme, um mich zu kosten, aber für mich aus und wie es ist in Englis. Schön so, wie du mir sagst, dass ich es hat getan, wie du mir von mir. Nimm dein Gehäuse, aber dann die Ruhe war da. Uch mich ein Pille sagt, schön nervig mich aus und du hast, so ist die Wache, wenn es auch ist, wenn es nur noch okay ist, wenn ich auch was ist, und wenn du bist, weil du immer mal schon in die Ruhe ist, aber ich bin sie kommt, in der Sekesse und in die Gore, uch in die Ruhe mit Klasse, uch in die Ruhe, maskale sakše vnirec, umikom moke nešli tarde, mi dvor leju, da mi dvor biti da sa pa isa koca, še so sa umikosa. A če te mi upomin, maš paš i bez taplo besu, e mi likva, a če ti reda upomin, ki mi si nevšel, šo mi ša plo gejs, šo bejs, bil ja oba vijes. Moši mi zboja, viju, a hodi omara, vidu omara. So, you see the taz, the task is no, the Rashbam doesn't even use a Russian to train. The Rashbam uses the Russian at a period moment. But there is a Tirsa Baisor and there is a Tirsa Baisakotza. So Tirsa Baisor, he uses at a period moment. In Tirsa Baisakotza, he uses at a period moment. So it's not the Mechaber didn't, you know, fabricate it. So the Rashbam also mentioned it. But in Tirsa Baisor, he says at a period moment. But in Tirsa Baisakotza, he says, So kaj si gleda nimo pomo? Maš, in bez ta flode su, in mi kva si tira ti ta upomo. Ki mi si je čo mišo iša tko mišo mi tu java vijes, moj še mi spoja. Vila hodro mra bilo mra, kam više je mišlije da im šarto pire išli kome pam višeno, mi se odilo višeno, laha še odvoro dimo višeno vijes. U fize vidimo vijes du vami i vas veze. I pam višeno means the first three. The first three. As the Taz assumes. The first three. And the Shach also assumes, insofar as the Shach Shach is concerned. So he agrees with the Taz. But he says, one does not have to be equated with the other. The time of Israel is where she did see is one thing. And being Chesheshe, that's another thing. So he says, Ufizeh, bidimu diyes do vati divas vese. Ava klishe, bidimu diyes evo deis aflodes. Uvachim gambio, vade lukobuo vese, bipokes bidimu aflodes. Shafimu she idio esmano lueis, luikoba bukotsam hoch. So we see from the Russian of Vesiose, that the Vesiose does not mean that there should be, the Vesiose does not try to understand Pam Rishayno in one Rabbinu's memory, one way, and another memory of Rabbinu Daro. It has to have the same meaning. Urgashim Gamliel, Vadu, we come to Vesel Kochet, Bima Fogis. Shayachim, Shayyas, Manu, Lilis, we come to Botomore. Veil, we might not be more Marav, I will be the Rebbe Goma, I will have Shim Gamliel, Chanam, the boy, Gimla, for the Shomis, Shale, Uza, the Rajbo. Kosa, Shayyu, we might be Shakra, the Tali, we have Dibu, Lesse, Boy, Gilchase. We got Mulima, so in other words, the Rabbinus members have to accord with Rabshim Gamliel's also. And we pass for Rabshim Gamliel, we got the Vestes. We got Mulima, the Oche, we do best at Flores as Kimon. El Bisho Veste, she did what we do this. Shari, who's our Kosa? I hope the Rabbinu, the Akshom, Gates, is new at Flores, Shom is in the layer. I'll do best at Flores, my own. The Chimashma, we don't know, Hodo Hazi, ladies. My best in this, Mashma, that my best in this, Mashma, that Flores, you know. So the Pashmas was not going, hold a happy witness. Doesn't mean she saw, let's say, on the ticket of the mountain, in this in the near. Vainis means I love it, not Vesita Fainis. Void Koshe, the my way was a whole head of all of the ladies, hold a happy witness. My proportionally, the real the same ladies, the real day in the Vainis, Mr. Reves. Vainis Koshe, holy full mind, the Koshe came. And my question to the Shaito, the Shaito, the stop is fears, the inner babies, the fears, the inner hockeys, have a rima, the Pamishino, the Tamil Israelis, keep the real Zoo in Shmishis, the Pihok, the Kia is the Usho, Losh of the Messiah. לפי חוכמי חולי, אם הוא בא דביאו שבוע עשו ניסים דימו איניס, אם דיבה אספסת הפרוגס, עד שתירא דימו פורמים אחרינס, ליובינס, ליובינס. ומש שכוסה, ביקורת פרמחס לישראל ראשינו, שבוע עשו לחשוב, פורמים ליובינס, נראה לי דוחק ומפורש, דביאו ראשינו, קורא לביאו ראשינו, שבוע עשו לאחריו, שבוע עשו, החשוב הוא לא דימו איניס. ביקורו לרשינו, מפני שהביאו רשינו. זאת אומרת, so that's his חידש. The פעם רשינו doesn't mean the first day, but it means the first day after the first day. So why did he call פעם רשינו? Let him call it. פעם שניו, then he saw yes, two ways of explaining it. One way is that פעם רשינו means, פעם רשינו in Rabbinu means פעם רשינו לאחר שהזכירו נרץ. So here it's פעם שניו. Because first there is a Rie. He's still on it. Then, once Jesus still on it, so then publish it. Oh, so he said, he prayed. You bad video she wore us on the team like this, and he was just a point of the group of others. You may see when he's going to be in this. And what she wants to be called, how much has he said, you know, she wore us on. And how much has he said, you know, he is. You know, he doch it, you know, Polish. You know, you know, she know, you know, you know, she know, she wore us on. And how much has he said, you know, he is. ביקורו ראשינו מפני שהודיעו ראשינו שבוע עשו בסדר יותן ובהוך חצי שפיר מה שסיים לאחשו יצא הסגימו אחלו גישוב יסמיניה שמדיפורס כן ומשכחת גימו אחלו גישוב יסמיניה so from this Miss Yosef it's much not the way that has understood the Miss Yosef is saying that the Miss Yosef meant only in Rabbeinu Basreise so the Pan Rishino means the second day. But the Rabbeinu Kamaitze means the first day. So yes, so remember there is no distinction between Roaso bin Islamis after the first epsi and Roaso bin Islamis after the second epsi of Bimalis. No, but Miss Yosef means that Pam Rishino bein Rabbeinu Kamaitze, bein the member of Rabbeinu Basreise, so Pam Rishino means the first time after she started to see. Or the first Ria Safon. So that means the second Ria. So in the middle, we can understand the Rashba says that if she had three Rias with Ria Klobe Shobes, so then she's divorced as it. So the Taz is forced to apply it to the case to the case of the Braise says today Kishon Yiyas Manu Yiyas Mivu Aso Papu Shei Gai Shai Shino so no Oko Shon Shei Yiyas Mivu Aso Gai Shai Veid Oko Shon Shei Yiyas Mivu Aso Gai Shai Veid Oko Shon Shei Yiyas Mivu Aso Aki Kuano Shei Yitam Yiyas Mivu Kino Kido so the Rashba says three Akko Bishomes he has reference in this case three Akko Bishomes when the Rias are removed 90 days apart from each other. But the Bishyosef says, no, the Rashba has reference to Rabbeinu Kamaitze's memory. What does Rabbeinu Kamaitze have reference to? Hot of Bechazi means, that means, she's a Dineikis, she only hears my lyrics. 90 days passed by without that. Then, on the 90th day, she saw that. Then, so that Rie is the first Rie. But then, 30 days later, that's the first Rie after she is a Schilonis. Or, if you want to explain it, is the first Rie Saffron. The first Rie Saffron gave 30 days Saffron. So in other words, so Hoto Kochazi Beinis, that means she is a Schilonis after 90 days without doubt. So on the 90th day she saw that. Then, she already started to see. After she started to see, she saw again, Bein Stamets. So 30 days later, as of the 90th day, so Pam Rishino, that means that's the second Rie after the first Hepsik of Himalayas. And it's the Pam Rishino of the Rie Safloge, of Shoshiye, or Pam Rishino, Lachash Yisrael Lirens. So on the 90th day, it was Yisrael Lirens. Before then, she was not Israel Grace. And 90 days, she is Israel Grace. So then, Pam Rishenino, 30 days as of the 90th day, and then 60 days as of 90th day, Pam Shiro is Dai Shaito. She is Mitame Meis Reis Upkino Utkino. So Pilate, so that means Pam Rishenino means 30 days as of the 90th day. Pam Shiro, so it's Mitame Dai Shaito. Then Pam Shiro means 60 days as of 90th day. So it's Dayushan. Pamshlishis means 90 days as of the 90th day. So and each 30th there was a year down. So in the middle, we have 4 years and 3 Shabbos. Because on the 90th day there was Mupiyah number 1. Then 30 days later, there was Riyah number 2. That was the first Akron. Then, 60 days, 30 days later, that's 60 days. So Riyah number 3. So that's Akron number 2 and Riyah number 3. Then 90 days, 30 days out of the 60 days. So then a fourth year. So you have 4 years and 3 Akronis. 3 years Akronis. So that explains the Lashon of the Rashi. Oh, uvoch ha'atzei shabbi yom ha'shesim en dach shabbi yitzim diwa afon yishom yitzim yineyem. Shem diforishki, we mishtachas diwa afon yishom yitzim yineyem, ve'afon gav diforishat lehi, yedil yishavu ha'asu v'li yom yurchekes, eim yom yichvaldim yuriyez, hoda boye, hoda chati beinis, ma, mishvilitel neima. So why does Rapido again explain Hodor Chazi Beinis? Why? We already know that Lord. So, Hodor Boye, Hodor Chazi Beinis, my, we should be little name, Shano Hosom Lake and Yom Ruchekes, Ela Achas, Abel Hoche Bunike, Shne Rios Ruchokes, Viu until a Pam Shishi, Beinom Ruchekes, to Zakhle Vedam, Hashim Kong Yoso in the Beinis, Epsha Bihu, Zikom Kalachem. So, So the first member of Chabdim we understand very well. Because Pam Shino really means Rio Shino. So, Shino means Rio Shlishis, and Shlishis means Rio Rivis. But the Rio Shino, after the first Epsic of Duanis, is really the first Rio Sakroke, or the first Rio after she is Rio Rivis. Because on the first 90th, then it is Chilo Yireis. So Mele, so Tav Misheino, the second Rie, the first Rie, after it is Chilo Yireis, or the first Rie Zafroge. So it's Ayin Shaito, Shino, the third Rie, but the second Rie Zafroge. So it's still Ayin Shaito, Shlishis, the fourth Rie, but the third Rie Zafroge. And the third Rie, after she was Chilo Yireis. So, is mitame meisreis. Then, hodok chazi meis. Suppose 90 days passed by without doubt, and that 90th day there was a meis. Then again 90 days without doubt, and on the second 90th day again there is doubt. Then, so hodok chazi meis. My, pam shei yodai shai. So what is in Pam Rishenino? Not the second Rie that she had on the second 90th, but the Rie that she had 30 days as of the second 90th. That's the Pam Rishenino. So in Dari Shaito, she on the time of the Israelis who didn't read all. And then the 60th day as of the second 90th. So it's the time of the Israelis. And she's Kisheshes. So Vishwayin, Rapidu Kamaise, so we were 3 Akroges, Shomenes, 3 Ries Akroge, 4 Ries and 3 Ries Akroge. But here, we don't have 3 Ries Akroge, Shomenes, because we only have 2 that Pam Rishenino in Kabul was Eisen in the second year. The Ries that took place on the 30th is of the second 19th. So that's the first day's Akron, of 90 days Akron, I mean of 30 days Akron. Then, Pam Shmino, So it's the second Achrona. So Vishwan Rabbita Tamaise. Vishwan Rabbita Tamaise. So you understand? We have three Achrona Shabbos. 3 years Achrona Shabbos. And the Rie and the 30th is of the first 9 years. The Rie and the 60th is of the first 9 years. The Rie and the 90th is of the first 9 years. But here, Pam Shino is with Amis Reis, and she obedient, and she's a soul of Bible. How is she a soul of Bible? How is she a soul of Bible? She only had 1 year Saturday of Shinji Day. There's the Pam Shino. And then on the 60th day, ends of the second 9 years. So, why is she a soul of Bible? And according to Miss Yosef, he's Chemitagitas. And he says that by the Nakes, so the Chestasil Dam is not Poka by heaven furious. So how is the Vesiosa to be explained? How is the Vesiosa to explain? So obviously the Vesiosa distinguishes between the case where she saw Dam, she started to see the Indistanis after the first episode of Gimelines, and the case where she started to see the Indistanis after the second episode. Because two, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so two times do not establish chazon. Two times do not establish a chazon. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that's the chiddush. And then there is another washing. It seems to me there is another washing in this yosef. And the Taz doesn't even mention that there are two washings in this yosef. But the first washing in this yosef is that while according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, two times are not enough to establish chazon, okay? But this woman is considered the cheskas misuletes dam. Cheskas misuletes dam. Why? Because it's what is serious. Iktano is the cheskas misuletes dam. So if she had 2 years in accordance with the fixed pattern, according to Rebbe, it would establish chazon. It will establish chazon. So, but according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, two times are not sufficient to establish chazon. But two times are enough to be machtia a cheskas sefirah. Even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that's the chiddush in the Yosef. So, merely in the case where she had. In the case of Rabbi Bakamaise, so she only had a hefsek, one hefsek of Gimelines. So then, in order that she should be Mafia, she has cast down her Gimelines, it's necessary that there should be 3 years of glory. Mashim came in the case of Rabbi Rubas Haise, so she already had 1 year after a hefsek of Gimelines. And then she had another year after a hefsek of Gimelines. So, since she had a hefsek, she had 2 years after a hefsek of Gimelines. So, in Mele, she is not Becheskas. So, in other words, the Besiosef Shikin is, in the case where she'll have only 1 year after the second hefsek of Gimelines, so 1 year we can consider as a mikrabal. It's a mikrabal. So, in other if a woman, let's say in the Dinei case, she had 90 days without Dam. Then on the 90th day, she had a Dam. Then again, 90 days without Dam. The second 90th day, she had again Riyas Dam. She had again Riyas Dam. And then, 30 days later, the way the Taz explains Rabbi Yubas Haiz, she had a Riyas Dam. So, she's the Chesk. So, the Cheskasil don't really spoke her, according to the Taz. And, yeah. Joseph says no. Why? Because this Riyah, 30 days later, that was just one Riyah. One Riyah can be considered as a Mikralah. Mashiach in 2 years cannot be considered as Mikralah. So, 2 years cannot be considered as Mikralah. So the male in Akiva Basra'is, when the woman had a Riyah after the first hefsek of the ways, and then she had a hefsek, a second hefsek of the ways, and she had a Riyah, so the male, she had 2 Riyahs in the Akrogi of 9 days, and then after that, she had 2 Riyahs in the Akrogi of 3 Riyahs. So 2 Riyahs cannot be considered as a mikvah. So it's true that she cannot establish a Vesek Kavua in the case of Rabbeinu Basra'is, a Vesek Kavua, but she is also really Kishor Anoshi. In view of the fact that she had 2 Riyahs Haflogi of 9 days, and 2 Riyahs Haflogi of Venus Namus of 30 days, so the Mele cannot be considered as a Mikvah. Since it cannot be considered as a mitzvah ba'alde, so without establishing the Vesek Kavua, so mainly she has the status of an Isha Be'lo. So in the first Kavino Kam Aisei, it is necessary that she should sit down, she should have 3 years Akrogi of Shlishiye. But if she had only 2 years Akrogi of Shlishiye, so the male, she still considered the Cheskas Mishlech as now, even though, because she only had 1 Riyah in the Akhlog of 98 days, and then 2 Riyahs in the Akhlog of 30 days. So the 1 Riyah of the Akhlog of 9 days is considered a Mikrabal. One Riyah is considered a Mikrabal. So the male, it cannot be Mavkiya. The Cheskas Reta. In other words, the Bais Yosef also applies the same kind of oneness as the Taz. As a Taz. But there is one difference. According to the Taz, so if a woman, so down after a Akhlogi of 9 days, and then again after a Akhlogi of 9 days, and then she so down after a Akhlogi of 3 Riyahs, as long as the word 3 Riyahs, so even though the 3 Riyahs are not in a fixed pattern, so they are still capable of being mafkiya the cheskas mislechet kavua. That's what it passes. The Bais Yosef says no. In such a case, the cheskas sealed down is not proper. Why? Even though she had 3 Riyahs, she had 3 Riyahs, 2 Riyahs in a Akhlogi of 9 days, and 1 Riyah in a Akhlogi of 30 days, but we say, since the third Riyah was only a Akhlogi of 30 days, and it wasn't the same Akhlogi as the first 2 Riyahs, so the Mele cannot be Mitzurah to the first 2 Riyahs, so the third Riyah that was a Akhlogi of 30 days, let's say according to the Taspja in Abdullah Basra'is, so the Bais Yosef says, in such a case, she had only 2 Riyahs with a Akhlogi of 9 days. That's not enough to be Mafkiya the Cheskas Sirena. But then, in the third year that was with Akhlogi of 30 days, since it's only 1 Riyah, so it's Mikra Ba'alme. If it's Mikra Ba'alme, so how many Riyahs do we have with Akhlogi of 9 days? Just 2 Riyahs. 2 Riyahs are not enough to be Mafkiya the Cheskas Sirena. Mashiach came according to the Yosef Shah. She sat down after the first hefsek of the ways. Then she sat down again after the second hefsek of the ways. And then, after that, she told her chazi ways. So she sat down, so pamushino daya shaito. Pamushino means the second year after the second hefsek of the ways. And pamushino means the third year as of the second 90th. So she's still, the cheskasirin dam is not poka. Then again, 30 days later, the 60th, as of the second 90th, she again saw that. So in other words, so in total, so the woman had 2 years of the Akhlogi of 90 days, and then 2 years Avrogeh of 30 days. Now, the 2 years Avrogeh of 90 days cannot be considered as a mitzvah. 1 year can be considered as a mitzvah, but 2 years cannot be considered as a mitzvah. Even according to Rav Shimon Lamia, who says that two times do not count the chazoke, they do not constitute the chazoke a pattern, so that we can say she has no probability she is going to see again the next time the chazoke. According to Rav Shimon Lamia, we do not say that. But a mitzvah behind Rav Shimon Lamia is made two times while he goes to the establish chazoke, but we cannot dismiss it and ignore it as a mitzvah. What here is a mitzvah b'alma. 1 year Afrogeh is a mitzvah b'alma. But 2 years Afrogeh, even according to Rav Shimon Lamia, cannot be dismissed lightly as a mitzvah b'alma. So in other words, since it cannot be dismissed as a mitzvah b'alma, so really there can be a tzivu between the 2 years Afrogeh of 90 days and the 2 years Afrogeh and the 2 years Afrogeh of 30 days. So too, she cannot establish a lesson for what? But in such a case, the Bais Yosef agrees with the longest of the Taz that the Cheskas Meshulekes Dam is talking. In the same way as the
as a mitzvah, so maybe you cannot be mitzvah.
The way the Taz explains Rabbi Baskal said, so Yavitzarei, one day's afloge of Shleishige to 2 days afloge of 9 days. So altogether, she had 3 days afloge, not afloge jobless. So it's not capable to establish a vessel of work that must have a fixed pattern. But to misalik cheskasim dan, why not? And well, so Yosef says yes. Why? Because you cannot be mitzari. We have 2 years down of that block of 9 days. That cannot be missed lightly. But 2 is not enough to be mitzari to cheskasim dan. In order to be mitzari to dan, we have the 3 years cheskasim dan. So if we can be mitzari, the leaders are floating. The leaders are floating of 30 days to the 2 years of glory of 90 days, then it would be mafkia and chesed to it down. This is what the Taz says. And Yosef says, no, you cannot be mitzari. You only have 2 years of glory of 90 days. That's not enough. And the 1 year of glory of 30 days, mitzvah. Mashim kei, the way that Yosef explains it. So it's 2 years of glory of 30 days. You cannot dismiss the 2 years of glory of 30 days. Just like that, you cannot certainly cannot dismiss the 2 years of glory of 90 days just like that. But 2 years of glory in themselves cannot be mafkia, the cheskas is like down. But you can be mitzari. 2 years of glory or 30 days, that's not mitzvah. Some way it can be mitzvah to the 2 years of glory of 90 days. So even according to Shem Damiel, the 2 times do not have to okay, but a mitzvah it is. That's the Hiyashit itself. So it's not unreasonable. I said, we need a mission that I should want to have a question by a sheer point of security over here. I mean, who go ahead with my question, she was a high rising in Rahu, the Okotode Pamaka by Shaito, Harry to Hora Rosh, the best of the smile that she gave the asset to the Russian Gambia. The Russian Gambia will best of progress in Nipa before us without grace. And when you go away, my best of progress, not a mile, I'll call Hola, the Pam Michel and the Tonga. Heine Pam Brins, wie kommere Geschehne und die Schacha, sie ist hier und hier ist, Pam Zuh hier Geschehne. Die Name Pam Geschehne, I mentioned that before, but the Bessiose mentioned, how can we call Pam Geschehne that it really means the second year? So let him say Pam Shio. So it's called Pam Geschehne, because it's Geschehne, Lacha, sie ist hier und hier ist. Die Name Pam Geschehne, kommere auf die Geschehne, sie ist hier und hier ist. Die Lacha, kein Wichtig, die Lichwur, vor der Westen, schon der Westen, mit Polish und Pasta. Shaitan of you is, or Vesida Flores, the Polish, the Foundation, or the Koma, Koya Acha Shehoas, Acha, the Roas of the Tony Beresh, or the Polish, the Flores, the Shaykoma, in the Tony Vesida Flores. In other words, he's trying to explain, it's the Hak himself says, Nidohi the Polish, but even the Hak has to have a basis, you cannot just say that 1 means 2, and the 2 means 3. So, he explains, it's the Hak. In other words, it's called 1, even though it's 2. Either because it's the first year after she is still relates, or it's the first year support. Alright. Rito, Rima, the Rakiro, Vasreis, become a Pamachat by a Shaitan, who she don't come in Israel. Well, I suppose the Soviet Rakiro, Sahib, the Ukras, Koshe, the Pamachas, Mashma, the Israel, the Shino, the Hadi, the Sereno, become a Shin, the Israelis, for the Shin Gabriel, the Pavesa, Shakiro, the Pamachim, who say, they know, our Koto, Rima, the Pamachas, come on the Israel, Zoo. Shalimalo, Holo Hati Davis, my means of Shiva, the Kopa with Kimu. We really said, you know, the Hibi came in the Shoshko Ras of Saint Ladies, need to come down to this, the Kimu are froggy shot in the Inade, now here there is another shot. Inade, Pamachas, Kovela, Froggishini. So, in other words, according to this chapter, this Yosef, the Taz doesn't mention the whole thing. The Taz only mentions that the Yosef says that the Rabbi Baskal said, Pam Bishenu means the second day. And we assume that in Rabbi Kamai said, Pam Bishenu means the first day. So why was it called? So then in final analysis, the woman has the same status. In the Rabbi Baskal said, Lotus wise, as in Rabbi Kamai said, so why does he call it here Pam Bishenu? And here he calls it Pamshi. Alright, that's the question. But then he said, so that means according to the first motion of the Yosef, the Rashbo distinguishes between the case of Rabbi Kamaise and the case of Rabbi Basaise. In the case of Rabbi Kamaise, in order to be Matkia Heskasilakes down, there must be three years of Lode. We cannot be Mitzahim. One year's approach of Shrichide to 2 years approach of. We cannot be Mitzahim. We cannot be Mitzahim. 1 year's approach, 2 years approach of Shrichide to 1 year's approach of Tzadikim. Because 1 year's approach of Tzadikim is a different about. Mashem came in the Rapid Basraise, so we are Mitzahim. 2 years of Roger of Shrechime to 2 years of Roger of Tzadike. So, the two approaches of Tzadike cannot be dismissed like that. It's not a mitzvah bound. And the 2 years of Roger of Shrechime is not a mitzvah bound either. So there is a big chiddush. Now, then, he says, in Name, yes. A very big difference. The second question. The Taz doesn't even mention the second question of Yosef. I don't know why. Iname panachas kogela flobi shiria, upambeis kogela flobi gimu, uchiparishi kamaise, shiria di hosom, kore hocha visheino, vipleishiri visheino, vipayi shiria di orchadrinis. That's a very, an extreme danger. The Taz doesn't even mention. So now he says, in the second portion of the Sios of the Sios, the just in the case of Kapilu Kamaise, we couldn't be bizarre. The 2 years of Logi of Shreshini to the 1 year of Logi of 9 days. So in Rabbidu Basaise, we couldn't be Mitzari. The 2 years of Logi of 30 days to the 2 years of Logi of 9 days. But in Rabbidu Basaise, so Pam Vishenino doesn't mean the first year and the second Hefsek of Timuris. It means the second, it means the second Afrogi, the year of the second Afrogi. So in effect, which year is it, the Pam Vishenino? It's the third year. It's the third year. Inam Pam Achas Kogel Afrogi Shio. So in other words, 9 days pass by and down face down, and the 9 days pass by and down. Then again 9 days pass by and no down, and on the second 90 days, and the second 90 days, let's say on the 180th day, so again the day is down. Again the day is down. Then on the 180th day, the day is down. That's the base, the 180th day. Then 3 days pass by and the day is down. And he is down. So that the 30 days is of the 180th day. So that constituted the Afrogin Shem. That's not in Pamushim. The second day is not in Pamushim. And then another 30 days pass by again, he is down. So the 60th day is of the 180th day. There was a year down. So actually, it is the third year, starting with the 180th day, is the base. So as the base for the progress of Shreishiye, so the 60th is of the 180th day, so that is called Pamshir. And then Pamshir is the 90th day, is of the 180th day. Some question. The 60th day is of the 180th day. Upam days called La Flodimimo. Uhipadish is. Utamaise. So, Elohim Shmio de Hosso. U the Shmio of the Rabbinu Kamaise. Kore Hocha Mishenu. Kore Hocha Mishenu. That's an extreme day. But of course, according to that shot. So there is no chiddush in Rabbidu Basaise. According to the first portion of the Bes Yosef, there is a chiddush in Rabbidu Basaise. And of course, the second portion of Bes Yosef is such an extreme day. It really has no basis. How is it? In other words, in Rabin Kamaise, so publishing is called the second layer. So that we understand. In other words, it means the second, it means the first layer support. But in Rabin Kamaise, so publishing means not the second layer, not the first layer support, but the second layer support. So it means it's the third layer as of the second layer. As of the 100 maybe way. So why does he call it? Well, he called it that way. Anyway, but the main pshat of this Yosef, the pshat that they are all, they all discuss, and the achilik and this Yosef, is the first portion of this Yosef. And the first portion of this Yosef is not unreal. It can be explained on the basis of the premise that the Bes Yosef too agrees with the oneness. The type of oneness of the Taz. But the Taz, what does the Taz say? That while that in the case of Rabbeinu Basraise, so or in the case of Rabbeinu Kamaise, or in the case of Rabbeinu Basraise, we are mitzaring a atrogia of Shreichinye with atrogia of Magye, in order to mafkia the Cheska Sibu down. So the Yosef agrees with that. That we can, in order to be mafkia the Cheska Sibu down, so we can be mitzari two different afrodis. But we cannot be mitzari one afrodi to two afrodis. Because one afrodi we have to consider as different afrodis. But two afrodis of Shreshi, with two afrodis of 90, that's neither one, neither the two afrodis of 90, is in Mikvabaume, nor the two afrodias of Shreish is in Mikvabaume. So remember, we can be mitzari. We cannot be mitzari in order to establish it as a Tua, but we can be mitzari in order to be mitzari in the Cheska Mitzvah. Alright, now, so, I'm sure that by one, by the latest, by Wednesday,
Nida, Shir Samach Tes, Yordea, Yud Beis Cheshvan, Heitav Shemem Gimel, October 29th, 1982, on Friday.
All the city of Chabad Amor, but in connection with a few Shabbos, so we have to go over the Chabad Amor again. Sikh Chokhes, the Chiz came off, so all the Shoshins, Mishim Skino, the word was, הרייז מסלקס דומי בין חישש של וסטר אורישי בין חישש של וסטר אורישי Now what does that mean? That he, a woman who is older, so she's already and three ages or 30 days passed by without dam, so then she is considered as Mitzalekes Domi, as Mitzalekes Domi, and she doesn't have the Chidush for the best position. Now the question is, what kind of Chidush is it? The Gabeskeno, I mean, that's true of Yitzhiro too, a young woman too. So we learn that any woman who had three ages passed by without doubt, so then the best heretofore, best from Gua becomes Bodhi. So what kind of Chidush is it? Is it the Gabeskeno? Who do I mean? She's something peculiar to Skeno. Something peculiar to Skeno. So the answer is this: there is one difference. In respect to Yitzhiro, a young woman, so if, let's say, she had a cycle every 30 days, so she too, even if she's a young woman, if 90 days pass by, and she doesn't see any down, she doesn't have to do, so here before Beset Kavua becomes Neka, and she doesn't have to do. And let's say, suppose the cycle is every 25th day. So the famous of every 25th day pass by without doubt, she doesn't have to do Chishish for the year to call Beset Kavua. But suppose in that Yom, suppose she has a Beset that is a long cycle, let's say every 35th day. So even young woman. So let's say, suppose her Beset Kavua is every 35th day. And 90 days will pass by without doubt. Will her Beset Kavua be Neka? No. because her cycle is every 35th day. Every 35th day. So in other words, if you only Neka if 105 days you pass by, not if 90 days you pass by. 3 times 35, you see. Mashe'im came regarding his Keno, even if heretofore cycle was a long cycle. In other words, every Yehuam and Hei, every 35th day. And just 90 days passed by. 90 days passed by. And without any doubt, on the 95th day, as of the last prayer, she has a Riyaz Da. So, if she didn't tell the status of his Keno, if she had been Tziro, so in such a case, in view of the fact that she had a Riyaz Da on the 95th day, so it does not represent 3 ordainous dailies of hers, because 3 ordainous dailies of hers would be 105 days, and she had to be a star on the 95th day. So if she had been a young woman, so then on the 130th day, that would be a 35 days as of the 95th day, she would be a sore bio if she had been a young woman. But in view of the fact that she's an old woman, so even though she did not have 3 of her in his dailies passed by without them, just 3 of the in his dailies, 3 times 30, 90 days passed by, and then on the 95th day, she had the dailies down. So on the 130th day, which is the 35th, as of the 95th, she's with her survival. This is the Chiddush. But vis-a-vis the case where her anus, well, in his stomach or in his maintenance, so then it's not something peculiar to Skeino. So then it is true of every woman, even of a young woman. Oh, so that Chiddush, that peculiarity of Skeino applies to a case where she had, where the Skeino had a year to Veset Kavua of the long cycle, more than 30 days, let's say 35 days. So if she had been a Skeino, 90 days passed by, a Veset is not like that, only 105 days passed by. But you are the fact that she is a Skeino. So even though the 3 of her Amos Dailies did not pass by yet, but 90 days pass by, so she's already in Cheskas Mislekes now. Mimele, if she sees down on the 95th day, then she's in Teres of Bible on the 130th day. Had she been a Tzio, she would be a soul of the Bible, but because of the fact that she's a Skeino, she's in Teres of Bible. Then the Rabbah says, Uktamu Skeino, in the Chim Shesheich, Livesed, Reverse Jamie Gomer, that the Iktamu and the Skeino are not Cheshish for Reverse Jamie Gomer. Now, so we had already, that's what we discussed at great length, the machloket between the Taz and the Zakeset. In other words, if Iktamu, while she is Iktamu, will have her ears down, or even 2 ears down, So she doesn't have the Cheshish. Doesn't have the Cheshish. What if she has 3 years down? She has 3 years down. But the 3 years down are not harnessed in a fixed pattern. In other words, one was, let's say, 30 days from the previous year, the other one was 32 days, and the other one was 33 days. So then, according to the Taz, even though she's a Ketana, and of course the same thing would apply to a Skeino according to the Taz. So true, she doesn't establish a Veset Tavua, but she establishes the status of a woman who has a Veset Sheni Tavua. Because the fact that she had 3 years down, even though the 3 years are not harnessed in a fixed pattern. So what? But they chose that the Cheska Sivu Dam is Poka. There's the Tashi. And the Nikodis Akesevs, she is, no, it's not in Poka. And true, the Nikodis Akesev agrees with the Tashi Shah in the Gemara of Rabbilo, Rabbi Tamayis, Rabbilo Basraise. But so the Gemara says that's only regard to the time of Israelis. But in order to be reaching, since she is a Ktano, and she's a Cheskas, the snake is down. So even though she had 3 years, as long as the 3 years are not harnessed in a fixed pattern, so the male and the Cheskas are down, is not correct. But most poskim agree with us. Chesiklisi, Chavidas, the Sedritare, they do not agree with the Shah. They agree with the Taz. Because what the Taz says is very mistaken. Why should we say just because she's a Ktana and she had 3 years, according to the Zakesef, you shall have 100 years, not only 3 years. You shall have 100 years. But as long as the 100 years are not harnessed in a fixed pattern, so she's still the Cheskas B'Shnei Kes Dam. Why should you say that? We see that she's accustomed to have a Kes Dam. Alright? So most poskim agree with the Taz. So the same machlokes is between the Taz and the Zakesef will apply to Skeino as well. Alright. Now, is there Skeino? So Skeino here does not depend upon a certain age, let's say an 80-year-old woman, as contrasted from a 60-year-old woman or a 50-year-old woman. In other words, according to the Gemara, it depends upon the mentality and the psychology of the woman. If the woman, even if she is only 50 years old, but if psychologically she's old, so then she has a status of escape. But if psychologically she's young and youthful, even though she is 60 years old or 70 years old, she doesn't have the status of escape. Is there a skeino? How is a skeino kolkach? Sheruyo, shekeru lo imo mifoneo mach mazik noso ve'eino chisheches. Look at this. So the Agur Yisramo mentioned she skeino kolkach sheruyo, shekeru lo imo mifoneo mach mazik noso ve'eino chisheches. In other words, it's very bizarre. Why did he add these words? Now, I suppose sometimes you can find a young woman, maybe of 40, who unfortunately is psychologically old. So we wouldn't say, I say psychologically old, because sometimes there is such a thing. I mean, that physically old. I mean, there was a case of a conservative rabbi's child, which happened about 10 years ago, I think. A conservative rabbi in Boston, a renowned conservative rabbi, he had a son, and at the age of 10, he had all the symptoms of old age, as if he had been 90 years old. That name, a renowned conservative rabbi. And he died, he had a bar mitzvah, and in the bar mitzvah he spoke about his condition. He was a very smart boy, and he said that according to the doctors, he cannot live more than 4 weeks, but he lived for 8 months. For 8 months. So then he was physically old. So he was not there. But sometimes a person is physically young, but psychologically is old. So suppose she's a woman who's 40 years old, then you know she's psychologically old. So then we wouldn't say she has the status of a skeino. So that's why the Rambam says, a zeli skeino, kosh skeino kolkach sheruyo shekeru lino lufaneo, mach mazik noso ben chesheshes. In other words, if she is already of age, but there is no definite number of years, it's not, she doesn't have to be 6, 8 years old. On the contrary, she can be 8 years old, but if psychologically she is youthful and she resents when somebody calls her grandma, so then she doesn't have the status of a skeino. But if she is, let's say, 60 years old, maybe, I mean, according to the Rambam, if she's 50 years old, probably not, because I don't think that a 50-year-old woman, it's natural for a 50-year-old woman, when she's called grandma, not to be married. If it is, all right, so you're 50 years old. But suppose she's 40 years old. So it's not natural to be indifferent, to be treated like an old lady. The lady. But it happens that she is indifferent. Then she doesn't have the status of a skin. This is what Ramon is saying. She has skin or kolkach, she has ruyo. So you put in the extra four words in order to advise us that we shouldn't think that regardless of the age, even if she is 40 years old, but if she is indifferent towards being treated like an old woman, so she has a stepless skin. That's not. If she is old enough so that indifferent towards being treated like an old woman would not be unnatural. So then it doesn't matter how old she is, whether she's 80 or 70 or 60. But if she's 40 and she's still indifferent, so then she doesn't have a status of a slave. This is what God means. She came from the mountain, not so very much. Chozo biroaso, dino ki din tineikes, chozo biroaso, dino ki din tineikes, shalom higios mano viris. Shalom higios mano viris. So if she even Victano was had 3 years in a regular pattern, and then she had a hepsic of 90 days, and then again she starts sitting down, so she has to start from scratch. Mashe'in ki gabe a skeino, so if she starts sitting, after a hepsic of 3 months, she starts sitting down again, so then she doesn't have to start from scratch. Now, Pomim Shoisho Kibas for Beset Bisir Beset. Ketza. Roa so Shoish Pomim the Mishrik. Ubi Stal so Ya Tukyo Soish. Tukyo Soish. One Kyosi is the one we have. So, Pomishishim Vasper is a recipe that was a Jewish Pomo in Shemish, who will be his base of Hedish, Uda Mishredish, the Hedish is a Mishisa in Rosh Hedish. According to this girls, so that means a woman had a year's down on the first of Nisi, on the first of the year, on the first of Sin. Then, on the first of Tammuz, she had a year's down, and on the second of Tammuz, she also had a flow of down. Then, on the first of Rosh, she had a flow of down, and on the second of Rosh, she had a flow of down. Then on the first of El, on the Shishis, she had a flow of down, and on the second of El, she had a flow of down. So she was Kiviga Shri Vestas. Kiviga Shri Vestas. The Shah rejects that Yosef. The Gror rejects that Yosef. Why? Well, there are two problems with that Yosef. One problem is, because there is a machlokes between the Baal Moyer and the Raibe. Suppose a woman has a riyas dam on one day, and then she continues to have the next day. So, is she a soul by law only when the initiation of the flow of dam starts? Or she's a soul by law even on the other day, when the flow of dam continues? In other words, suppose a woman, so let's say, in Nisi, she had a flow of dam on the first of Nisi. And on the second of Nisi. In Nia, she had a flow of dam on the first of Nisi, on the second of Nisi. In sin, she had a flow of dam. And the first of sin, and the second of sin. And the second of sin. So there is a machlokes chain between the Raman and the Brahma. And how was the Ramah, how do we pass him? How the Brahma pass him? I mean, the Ramah, the Mechaper and the Ramah. So we pass him like the Shite, that she only is kivas and beset on the day of the initiation of the flow. Not the other days, when the flow continues. Continues. So, according to this Gilse, some words, this, not which we pass like the Ramah, but this Gilse is in accordance with the Shite of Sande, not the Ramah. That's one. The other Kashi is, so the middle, because primarily because of that Kashi, the Shah and the Kor, they reject this Gilse, and then many swore it. Many swore it. So it was me, Pongim Shomisha Kibasa Veset, Visir Veset, Kitsa, Ruasa, Shomish Pongim, Birish Chedesh, Urevis, Bihot Chedesh, Urevish Chedesh, Vichain, Bahamishi, Subishish. So in other words, instead of Bezer Chedesh, Hof Chedesh, it's just a question whether it has the Tzura of the Bez or the Tzura of the Hof, whether it has a point in the corner or it's rounded out in the corner. So in Melech, so in many Svorim, it was written the Chov Chedesh. So this is how the Shach, the Gil, the Shach and the Gort, to look in Sifan Beis, will be the Beis of Chedesh. Can you behold a Svorim? Chikos Atrishi Uplis, she told all of the Beis, who mix a Sifri and Mechabla is a Tehdi and Vishayim, Abel and Yinochem, Veili, the whole of the Beis of Chedesh, Havel and Beis Yomi, Ritzuvi, the Yuchintomi, the Hatchila Sovei, Uchidroiyo, סוף סימן י"ג בעגוי, ויהי כי אבי שאומרים ספרי הטור ובבח ובתרזור ביסרי, בכל. In other words, you see, in some spoken you'll find in the tour or in the Mechaber, חוב, בייז או חוב, or in some spoken you'll find בשני וביסרי. So how is it, you see, originally it was probably the easiest of downer days for Jews. And then, the one who copied, so he changed that into word. Originally it was written in Beis. So he changed that, Bishayim. If originally it was written in Bechol, he changed it to Beisri. So Melech, the Shach says that the accurate text was Bechol. And then, some of those who are matic, the manuscript, so they read it as Beis. So later they put in Mishnah. But this is the accurate. We can push it with a tool, but also guess it, they receive a moment of it. This is she, having a little more Beis in the Tikva Rishon, Vesed is a Vesed. Can she come to a Vesed, Kiku, Pom, Rishkish, 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 ריש יער פרסן יער, אבל ריש יער לכם בסיכדאו לכו דייסס עם דין מכפו, שהרקבס מתחילו, ונאי לך תחילו עם רקבס וסן בסיכדאו, אבל מי כבר מתחילו כבר מי כבר ויתק רק יער כבר נגידו פעם, ויקוס הפקוי לראי את שם, ואי לי שנחל, שגיבס וסן בסיכדאו לכו דייסס עם דין מכפו, שבאס את עצמו בחיל זה, ותזיין בחיל זה, ותזיין בחיל זה, ותזיין בחיל זה, שאיתם יש לכל אחד, כל מות ביזנס וכל כך and the beginning of something of test. In other words, a woman can give us a deset that it should alternate. In other words, listen to Svob and dear to Zion. Sit to Svob, times to Zion, and so on. Right? Anyway, now, but you see, the Russian of the Shafi'is, who is the base of Hiddish, came to Bechola Svob, the Hiddish of Tradition, which we say, it's all from the base. הוא במיקס עשית המחב ועשית בהפת בשני אבל אין לי נוחם ואין לי דור בייס נוחם ושם ובייס יום ניצובי די מחיתו מתחת תפיל הסודי סוף הגבוה שלו בשח יש משמע זה בשח rejects the gear cell of the bays apart from the top because there are the shochnoch paskins like the Moabaya that when a good woman has a Rias Dam on one day and that Rias Dam continues the next day. So then she's only Kibas Chesed on the day where the initiation of the flow took place. Not every day after that when the flow continued. So that's the second reason because if But apart from this reason, he rejects that yourself relates. Because if the only reason as to why the Shach rejects the Girsay of the Beis would be because it's inconsistent with the Psak by the Shulchan Aruch that a woman is only kibasi beset on the day when the Riyas Dam is initiated, not every day that it takes place. So then you should say, Avoleini Noche, don't be Beis Lechem Yeshav and Beis Yom Ritzuri. Why did he say, Avoleini Noche, they ain't? In other words, for two reasons to be present. So that is the Shitoshim. So I don't know what we are meaning. We went over the Shach first, and then the next Shach. Sifanau, Uktamu is came. Sifanau, on the painting board. Whether a Nisha is kivas in Veset b'nei Midoso or she is not kivas in Veset b'nei Midoso. So Rishwokish says that a Nisho cannot be kibas unless it's Sechel Meidoso. And Rabbi Yechan says that a Nisho can be kibas unless it's Sechel Meidoso. That's Gemara the foundation of this. Then Dafin Aleph on Aleph, so Gemara says, Kut Namid and Sechel Meidoso and Goyim Ike, Hin Nichal Rabshim and Rokish, no Bari Shem Kibas unless it's Sechel Meidoso. The Nisho Kibas unless it's Sechel Meidoso, Shabi, El Rabbi Yechan and Goma, Isho Kibas unless it's Sechel Meidoso. So, did you take you a couple of essays? Oh, well, Rabbi Yechalem, Ki Amine, that Isha Kubach was on the so, Hilcha de Chazise de Mayim Sosu. Abel Chazise, Mimayim Pesuach, Mimayim Pesuach, Loyam, Loyam. So, in other words, so there are two pshat in Rashi. One pshat is the pshat of Moshe Hashem, of Moshe Hashem. That when does Rabbi Yechalem say that Isha is Kibas, no, Veset, that's in the case where women had their ears down on the first of Nisan, on the first of Nisan, and on the first of year, on the 25th of year, and on the first of Sivan. So the rest of year, the first of Sivan happened to be within the 7 days as of the year that took place on the 25th of year. So that's called Ma'ansos. Because the two years in this many year, so certainly minus us, the government minus us. But they will say, but two years she doesn't establish a vessel, only 3 years. The third year, the first of Sidon was not actually me minus us. So Kabir Khan says, that David, there is a ribu David, since the first 2 years were completely mahisasul, even though the third year was not completely mahisasul, so it's considered as if it had been mahisasul. And the reason is why she had the years down a little early on the 25th of the year, because she had the ribu David. David would say. So in this case, so according to Mishlokish, even in this case, so she is not kibasa. Why? Because the last Riyah on the first of Sivan was within 7 days as of the Riyah on the 25th. And Amir says no. Since the first 2 years were emanated completely from Mayan Sosu, so the third Riyah is also considered to be Mayan Sosu, and we say just a Ribudomi happened to her. Elector. So in other words, she had an excess of dam, so it came out, it started to come out a little early. But the Veset, she has a tendency to have a flow on the first of the month. And of course we pass by Kamir. Mashayuke, that's the first pshat of Rashi. And that's Rashi's pshat. And that's the pshat of Moses Hashem. So that means, suppose she has a years down on the first of Nisim and the fifth of Nisim, on the first of the year, the fifth of the year, the first of Sivan, the fifth of Sivan, then the Rabbi is mean that she's not Kibasis. Then there is another pshat that Rashi mentions, which Rashi himself does not accept. But that's a pshat that there are some Rishim who say that Mayim Posuach means that a woman had her ears down on the first of Nisim and the second of Nisim. The first of Nisim and the second of Nisim. And the first of the year, the second of the year, the first of Sivan and the second of Sivan, that's Mayim Posuach. So Rabbi Yehuda is made she not give us a lesson. But suppose she'll have, there will be an interim of 1 day devoid of that. And the first of this and the third of this. So there is 1 day that is devoid of that. The first of the year and the third of the year. The first of Sivan and the third of Sivan. In other words, not the second. Second means that there is no neutral day, you know, devoid of that. So then it's considered mindset. But most Kashani accept the first pshat in Rashi. That's what. That's in regard to Isha, to the questions whether Isha is kibas or Veset Veser or is not kibas. So in the case of a woman who's so down, the first of this, the second of this, the first of the year, second of the year, the first of sin, the second of sin, then according to all the shame, she's not kibasis. In the case where she's so down, and the first of this, and the third of this, and the first of the year, the third of the year, the first of sin, the third of the sin, then according to most of the shame, she's not kibasis. I said, according to some of the shame, she's kibasis. How about Jenny's Bosok? The Yudalot Yimshin Yudal Yudal. So there are two Gemaras. One Gemara is right here. The Hibichal Yimshin Yudal 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 Yudal. So even the Shmokish is made it, that the Nisho is kibas, the rest of the second is also. But then there is a member by Shmuel Bafontes who says that a woman is not kibas, the rest of the second is also either. So Tetzvah asks, Tetzvah Bafontes, so Tetzvah says, there is a machlokes between Shmuel on one hand and Rabbi Yechad and Shmokish on the other hand. Rabbi Yechad and Shmokish both agree, both say that the second is also and Nisho is kibas, the rest. Only Mesir Chimini Dosa de Achim, but Mesir Chimini Zimosa, she is certainly Kibazilas. That's the Mesir Mishlokish. But Shmuel is Chedek, and he says, not only is an Isha not Kibazilas in Mesir Chimini Dosa, but even Mesir Chimini Zimosa, she is not Kibazilas. So the Mesir Chimini Dosa, we pass it like Rabbi Yechad. First of all, the Shlokish joins him, and then whenever there is a Machlokish between Rabbi and Rabbi Yechad, and so we pass it like Rabbi Yechad. Here, so it's not only Rabbi Yehuda Yisraeli Kishlokish, also joins in the Gartian Mitzvahs. That's the issue. However, the Shia of most of the Shia, the Rambam, the Rashbo, they say no, there is no spirit between between Shmuel's memory, between Shmuel's memory between Shmuel's memory and Kabir's memory. Shmuel has reference just as Gemara distinguishes in regard to the Nidosa, between Mayim Kosuach and Mayim Sosom. So Shmuel has reference to